You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We're nearing the end.
I'm not worried about forgetting about the big stuff. It's the little things. That's the stuff I'm not ready to let go of yet.
And having a few laughs along the way.
Welcome to my show. It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch. On Tuesday, May 24th, we are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. White Men Can't Jump star Rosie Perez says she has not been contacted about appearing in the planned remake starring Jack Harlow in Woody Harrelson's role. In an interview with EW about her new Apple TV Plus series Now and Then, Perez says the last time she spoke with Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, they also hadn't heard from anyone. But she doesn't seem bothered, saying, quote, "The cast of A Star is Born 1, 2, and 3 didn't have a cameo in all the remakes. They worked, and they've been great remakes." Perez says that she wants the new version of White Men Can't Jump to be a success because, quote, "If it works, it really cements White Men Can't Jump as a classic, and I wish everybody would be rooting for the same." David Cronenberg was, quote, "sure that we will have walkouts within the first 5 minutes of his stylish but inscrutable Crimes of the Future at its Cannes premiere, but folks there apparently couldn't get enough of his organ-harvesting allegory." Although the press screenings of Crimes, starring Viggo Mortensen, Kristen Stewart, and Lea Seydoux, inspired about 15 walkouts, the official premiere audience was made of sturdier stuff. Only one person ended up walking out for what turned out to be a bathroom break. And in an interview with EW, as part of our new cover for Season 3 of The Boys, series newcomer Jensen Ackles confirms that he never auditioned to play Captain America, as some have speculated, though he tells EW that he may have been in contention, saying, quote, "Did I audition for Captain America? No, I did not. I don't necessarily know. Was that an auditioning kind of thing? I feel like they just met with people on that." Ackles further clarifies that he, quote, "never got the opportunity to even talk to anybody about the Cap job because of his busy schedule." For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, we are taking a look at a dark and disturbing story for our number three pick today, the premiere of Keeper of the Ashes, the Oklahoma Girl Scout Murders. The Hulu special, produced by ABC News, is hosted by Kristen Chenoweth, who will explore the story of three young Girl Scouts from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who were found murdered after their first night at sleepaway camp in 1977. Local law enforcement tried relentlessly to find the killer, even putting a suspect on trial. Now, 45 years later, Chenoweth, who was in the same troop as the girls and was supposed to be on that trip but stayed home because she was sick, looks back at the tragedy and revisits missing pieces to the mystery. Here's a preview.
This is a story I wish I never had to tell. It haunts me every day. But this story, it needs to be told.
As friends, we have grown together.
As a Girl Scout, I loved going to camp. The friendships that I made, they were like my sisters. I never once thought anything bad could happen. But I came to learn what murder was.
Three Girl Scouts aged 8, 9, and 10 were discovered today in Locust Grove, Oklahoma.
I remember I should have been on that trip, but I had gotten sick, and Mom said, "You can't go." It has stuck with me my whole life. I could have been one of them.
Oklahoma authorities believe they know who killed three young Girl Scouts.
I'll get that son of a bitch. That's the last thing I do.
I've never experienced anything this horrific.
I went to my medicine man. I had him bless my bullets. It's been 45 years since this happened.
Now you're talking before DNA. I started reenacting evidence of the crime that I had.
This case is mystery upon mystery.
Was the real killer still out there?
We tested about 8 other individuals.
It excludes every suspect except for one person.
It's unfinished business.
This happened. There's no closure. There's no pretty red bow at the end.
Every day was a struggle. First thing I'd open my eyes in the morning, it was just another day she wasn't there.
The person who did this to those children should be punished.
When I think of those 3 girls, I wonder what's the best way to honor them. That's why I've come back home, to find answers. Once and for all.
Well, whether the real killer is still out there is just one of the many mysteries that remain unsolved in this haunting case. Watch the 4-episode special, Keeper of the Ashes, the Oklahoma Girl Scout Murders, all episodes streaming now on Hulu.
Number 2.
The British are coming! Or, well, really just one, but he sure will make you laugh. Our number 2 pick is the premiere of the Ricky Gervais comedy special, Supernature. In his 2nd Netflix comedy special, Gervais discusses everything from his love of cats, his opinions on the rules of comedy, and the supernatural, stating about the latter that nature is fascinating enough without complicating it with mystic theories. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my show. It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking, which is essentially what stand-up comedy is, isn't it? A bloke talking. Sexist. What about all the funny female comedians? Like, No. Right. No. I'm not doing that. Okay, right. That was irony, okay? There's gonna be a bit of that throughout the show. See if you can spot it, okay? Now, that's when I say something I don't really mean for comic effect, and you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is. It's a way of satirizing attitudes. Like that first joke, I use the old-fashioned sexist trope that women aren't funny. Now, in real life, I know there are loads of funny women. Like, I did it again, well spotted, good.
Oh, Gervais always brings the irony and controversy. After this year's Oscars, the treatment of comedians and how politically correct their jokes should or shouldn't be, though, that's certainly up for questioning. We will see how Gervais handles it all in his new stand-up special, Supernature, streaming now on Netflix.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. We all, I think, know that The Office, the British comedy that Ricky Gervais created and starred in, inspired the insanely popular US version starring Steve Carell. It's not the only one, though. Since The Office UK's premiere in 2001, there have actually been 10 other international spin-offs. But which of the following was not an Office spin-off? La Job from Canada, Hamisrad from Israel, or La Oficina from Spain? Stick around for the answer and our top pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. When she's not slaying the runway or getting lots of laughs on her podcast Sibling Rivalry, Bob the Drag Queen is watching some quality TV shows and movies. Bob recently performed in the Netflix as a Joke Fest and is part of EW's Celebrating Comedy series. And she mentioned a comedy, a dark one at that, when we recently asked Bob, what you watching?
So I would recommend people watch the show Barry on HBO. Barry with Bill Hader is such a great show. It is a perfect blend of comedy and serious and sad and really smart writing, just brilliant writing of some really absurd scenarios that shouldn't make sense. But in this world they've created, it's so funny, so smart, kind of gut-wrenching too.
We have said all along that it's time to stock up on some tissues because this time around, you're really gonna need them. For one final time, our number one pick is This Is Us, the series finale of the beloved NBC family drama simply titled Us. We'll find the big three, Kevin, Randall, and Kate, mourning the loss of their mother, Rebecca, at her funeral service. We will also go back in time, as is par for the course on this show, to the 90s for a large part of the episode, though, and see the Pearsons, Father Jack included, spending a normal Saturday with their teenage children. The cast told EW that the episode feels complete and that it'll leave fans feeling satisfied. Here is a clip from the episode.
How's the writing coming?
Slowly.
Service is in less than 2 hours.
I'm aware. What?
Nothing. I'm just checking on you.
I'm good. What woman?
I think we need to bang out a worst case scenario.
About what?
You. You go first.
I don't even know what worst case scenario
means. After burying your fourth and final parent, you lose it. No parents left to bury. You spend the rest of your days going to other people's parents' funerals. Just crying single tears at funerals of parents you don't even know. Go.
I really don't think I'm going to be going
out. You buy an RV. Wake up one morning and say, Beth, we need an RV. I say, sure. I can get down with an RV. You spend the rest of your days traveling back and forth between your parents' various resting places, just driving from tree to tree.
Baby, I'm...
Mind you, I didn't even mention Miguel. I just realized that. Maybe you realize it too. You decide you need to go to Puerto Rico. Try and learn about his deceased great-grandmother's story. Come back talking about swimming in the Atlantic Ocean with Miguel's great-grandmama's ghost.
Stop, and I'm Beth, thinking to myself. I'm okay. I am appropriately sad, and I am appropriately anxious about this eulogy. All right? I'm centered.
Well, EW sat down with the cast of This Is Us for an around the table on the set of our cover shoot, and they had nothing but thanks for the dedicated fans who've watched the show from the beginning to end. They said the show has had a monumental impact on fans as well as the personal lives of the cast themselves. Have a listen.
Sometimes I think about what my very last memory will be before the candle goes out. I will wait
with you. It's just been amazing. The fans, my gosh, these people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much gratitude.
And for riding with us for like 6 years. People have found a way to change their own lives, and that's just been such a beautiful thing to hear.
Because you keep being a part of a TV show that fulfills us and fulfills other people, and it's a beautiful cyclical thing. It's like, this is all we want, and we did it.
Everything has an ending, but now I think time spent, the tears, the everything, it's just much harder.
I'm so grateful that I got to be on this journey with all of you. It just wouldn't have been the same.
Staying in the moment every day that I'm with you guys is going to solidify the memory of every single moment we share.
The gratitude is endless. I'll be thankful for all of you for the rest of my life, honestly.
We made something special. Like, it feels so good. Like, we went from beginning, middle to end, and we did something complete.
The show, as a parent, has prepared me for whatever is next. And I feel like we've prepared the audience for whatever is next in their lives.
I feel wonderful that we're able to tell the story as it was always intended.
Mandy Moore, who plays Rebecca, told EW that the finale, quote, is a really beautiful way to end this story. Get ready for all the feels on the series finale of This Is Us, tonight at 9 on NBC. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Since The Office UK's premiere in 2001, there have been 10 international spin-offs in addition to the US version. But which of the following was not an Office spin-off? La Job from Canada, hummus rod from Israel or La Oficina from Spain? The answer is La Oficina from Spain. La Job was a French language comedy that ran from 2006 to 2007 in Canada, and Hummus Rod was a Hebrew language comedy that ran from 2010 to 2013 in Israel. In La Job, by the way, the regional manager of their branch was named David Gervais as an homage to Ricky. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW, and I'm at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, produced by Ashley Boucher, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.